Good morning. This is Signs of the Times with your host, Carl Sanders, and the co-host, Ken, Brother Ken from California. He'll be on in just a minute, but we praise God for the opportunity we have to come to you. It's a beautiful day, and God just seems like he makes these beautiful days. Well, we're excited about the program today. We're going to be talking about some pretty tough subjects, but we welcome you and welcome your calls. Right off, I want to give you the number that you can call in and talk to us, and in a little while we'll start taking those calls. But 1-800-313-9443, and I'm just excited about what God's going to do this morning. Also, I want to give my website www.trumpetmin.org, and if you'd like to contact us through the website, we have a lot of information on there on the signs of the times, and that's really what we talk about on this program, is the signs of the times. So let's just take a look at some of these things. All around us, we see things happening. We see things falling apart. The political system is, we got to fix the political system. We got to fix the churches are falling apart. And what's happened to the adulterous church? And why isn't it standing up for the things that are right and this type of thing? And we look at the problems, and there are a lot of them, but we very seldom ever look at the solution. And we're trying somehow in the flesh to figure out a solution. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. No matter how much money you pour into this problem, the problem that our nation faces right now, no matter how much money you pour in, there isn't enough money to solve the problem. And so we're going to talk about what it's going to take, what we need to do to solve the problem. First of all, Jesus gave us one commandment when he left. Go, therefore, and make disciples. And folks, this is not just converts. This is not just people that pray a sinner's prayer and go back out the door. We're talking about discipleship. We're talking about working with one another. We're talking about understanding one another. We're talking about what goes on in your home during the week. The 45 minutes that you give to God on Sunday isn't going to keep you prepared for the week that lays ahead or the week behind you or anything else. You cannot expect, there is no superhuman pastor that can 45 minutes pour into you enough stuff to keep you going for the following week. And so there's a couple of scriptures we're going to talk about, but one of them talks about submitting. Now, all you men know all about this submitting, your wife submitting to you or this type of thing. And James 4:7, and we've got the commercial coming. God bless you. We'll be right back with Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
I'd like to welcome you back to Signs of the Times with your host, Carl Sanders, and my co-host, Brother Ken from California. Ken, how are you doing today, and how's things going out in the darkness of California?
Well, death and taxes never change, and looks like California's not changing much either, Carl, but I'm doing well. It is well with my soul. How about you this morning?
Oh, I'm just excited. I'm praising God. We've got a great program lined out. I think there's just going to be some things that controversial and this type of, and that's what it's all about. But warning people. The Hebrew watchman standing on the wall had a responsibility and was to warn people. I just feel that more and more and more. Not that I'm the watchman, but that we're all watchmen. There is, if you're going to carry the name Christian, it is a lot more than, as I said earlier, going to church for 45 minutes on Sunday morning. It is a total giving of yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ, and in that, then, you're going to be touching every life around you. And the problem is, you can't put Christianity on as like a T-shirt and take it off again, and you can't put your Sunday clothes on and go to church and get your 45 minutes. You're a pastor, and you know, no matter how hard you try, you cannot pour it into to people in 45 minutes on one day a week and expect that to carry them through this Sodom and Gomorrah that we live in. So, Ken, I was thinking about thinking about some of the people that have come and gone in the last few years that you don't hear from much anymore. And, And the casualties of people who have stood up for what was right. And we're going to get into some scripture here in a minute. But several years back, quite a few years back, I was traveling through Alabama, and I just stopped to see Judge Roy Moore. Yeah, I wanted to see him. He didn't know me. I didn't know him. But I found a very kind and gracious man, and took us into the courtroom where he had the Ten Commandments on the wall and all of the controversy that was going on. Well, as you know, with Judge Moore, the railroad was greased, and they did everything they could to bring him down illegally. They brought him down, but he stood for what he believed. And I was just thinking about how much of a sacrifice it was for him with what he did. And somehow we've just kind of forgotten him. And I thought, if I can indulge the audience just a little bit, I'd like to read you a poem that he wrote. And this was written by Judge Roy Moore. ACLU did everything they could to bring him down. That's the American Communist Liberty Union. But anyway, they brought him down and over the Ten Commandments. He wrote this poem, America the Beautiful, or so you used to be, land of the pilgrim's pride, I'm glad they'll never see. Babies piled in dumpsters, abortion on demand, oh, sweet land of liberty, your house is on the sand. Our children wander aimlessly, poisoned by cocaine, choosing to indulge their lusts when God has said abstain. From sea to shining sea, our nation turns away from the teaching of God's love and a need to always pray. We've kept God in our temples. How callous we have grown when the earth is but his footstool and heaven is his throne. We voted in a government that's rotting at the core, appointing godless judges who throw reason out the door. Too soft to place a killer in a well-deserved tomb, but brave enough to kill a baby before he leaves the womb. You think that God's not angry, that our land's a moral slum? How much longer will he wait before his judgment comes? How are we to face our God from whom we cannot hide? What then is left for us to do but stem this evil tide? If we are his children, when we as his children will humbly turn and pray, seek his holy face and mend our evil way, then God will hear from heaven and forgive us our sins. He'll heal our sickly land and those that live within. But America the beautiful, if you don't, then you will see a sad but holy God withdraw his hand from thee. Ken, I hadn't read that poem in a long time. I was going through some papers and I saw it and I thought, man, that's for the program this morning. I think we needed to read that. Any comments on Judge Moore's poem?
Well, I think he hit a lot of things in a very clever way, kind of right in the head. This country is full of people who say that they're Christians. And one thing that I marvel at is that how many of them worship idols at the same time. And as you pointed out, and as he points out in his poem, you're either trusting, relying on God, or you're not. And God does not count gray. It's been said that only lawyers and painters can change, white to black and black to white and paint shades of gray. And there are no shades of gray in God's kingdom. It's one way or the other. And he's not fooled. You know, we're so smug, so proud ourselves that we say, well, we're not worshiping idols. You know, certainly God's going to bless America. But I ask you to do something. Now, you see it all the time when you're driving around, but drive through one of those big church parking lots. Say, I think it's called Willow Creek, and I don't remember where it's located right now, one of those great big mega churches. And look at what's on the bumper stickers. Look what's hanging from the windshield. Oftentimes you're going to find dream catchers, you know, those little round things with feathers and stuff hanging off them. You're going to find crystals, occult symbols in these cars. And these people are driving around with all these literal physical idols. Now, I'm not saying that that's the idol. The idol is that you're trusting in anything other than the Lord Jesus Christ, the one to whom we are to look to and trust. So we think we're so smart, and we're trusting in all kinds of other things, and we are relying on man. As you said, you can't, whether you're a pastor or not, you can't really, in 45 minutes, and actually I think that most church services aren't that long. I think the services run about 22 minutes for a sermon. I call today's church service a quintet, a quartet, a sermonette, and a cigarette. That's pretty much what we got going today.
Praise God, brother.
But you know, when you go to these, even if you're a pastor, I ask all the pastors out there to try and experiment. Now, I'm saying this tongue in cheek because I don't really want someone to do it and call me up, tell me I'm responsible for the personal injuries. But you want to pour yourself a cup of coffee, right? So you get the hot cup and the hot pot in one hand, and you get a coffee cup in the other, and then put your hand over the top of the coffee cup and try to pour coffee in it. See, a lot of times when you're trying to pour the Lord Jesus Christ, if you will, into people, which we know is a spiritual impossibility, they're not listening. They got so many things in mind. They got the dream catchers in the car. They've got the stock market, the trust, and they got a new house. All these things, these idols that we have raised up, all these other alternative systems, and we're being taught systematically to trust the government. Boy, is that a mistake or what? Let me share one thing with you before we go on, Carl. That's in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 and 24. It said, "Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory," or that is, take pride in, "his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches." Okay, so this is what we're talking about here, is the Lord saying, these things, you shouldn't take pride in these things, you shouldn't trust in these things. And he says, then he tells you the answer. He said, "But let him that glorieth," if you're going to take pride at all or trust in anything at all, "glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me." And that "knoweth" is not something you read out of a book, something you heard in church. It's a personal, intimate knowledge. "And that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord." So people say, God bless America. And I would rather have people understand that if you're not doing the things he likes, that he blesses, loving kindness, judgment, righteousness in the earth, why would you ask God to judge something he already told you he isn't going to judge? So we've got things backwards in this country, Carl. We're looking to fix things. Now, yes, it is possible, you know, to a certain extent, to fix some things temporarily, kind of like putting a piece of duct tape on a tire. Eventually it's going to go flat in this country. And I'll tell you one novel way. In Judge Moore's poem, he talked a little bit about abortion. And I think it was Colorado just passed a statute, if I recall correctly. And what it did was it defined a fertilized egg as a person. Now, that's a direct attack on the Roe versus Wade. But you see, a state can do those things.
Praise God.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
See, so there are things we can do.
That's wonderful.
There are things we can do. As I said, you can vote. You can refuse to be a part of this fraudulent two-party system. You can refuse to be a slave to the primaries. You can vote independence. There are other things you can do. But all of them, as you alluded to, are temporary fixes. If we want to fix anything, we got to go to the source of the problem instead of treating the symptoms, just like in medicine, or like medicine is supposed to do, and we need to go to the source of the answer. And as you well know, Jesus Christ is the answer, period. End of report.
Hey, man. Well, Ken, we've got a friend of ours that's on the line from Spokane, and you're going to be gone a couple of Saturdays, and I've asked him to help me out and fill in. You got big shoes for somebody to fill in. But here comes the commercial. Yeah, this is Signs of the Times on Republic Broadcasting. We'll be right back, and we'll get with Tim and Ken and continue this discussion.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
I'd like to welcome you back to Signs of the Times and on Republic Broadcasting. And just before the commercial, we were talking, and Ken was discussing some of these things that that's all around us, things that are happening. And Tim is also on the line. And Tim, we welcome you to Signs of the Times. And brother, this is early for you to get up, isn't it?
It is kind of early, Carl. Good morning.
Well, oh, God bless you. Well, we're, you know, everybody knows what the problem is. We look around us, we see lying politicians, and by the way, you know, the Bible says all liars will end up in a lake of fire. I wonder if these politicians are getting, asbestos britches. By the way, Hillary the other night in the debate, started her presentation and debate by saying that she had was wearing asbestos pants, and I was going to say that that's probably a pretty good idea. Maybe all of them ought to get asbestos pants because it's going to get real hot if they don't quit. All across, politicians, it seems like that you send them to Washington and they're pretty decent folks and this type of thing. It doesn't take them very long when they get there to find out that in order to survive, they need to start compromising. They need to start, that's just another word for lying. They need to start changing and this type of thing. But I want to read a scripture and then have you guys kind of comment on it. It's of course James 4:7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Isn't that amazing how long ago that was written, and how it just fits right now with the problem that we have and what the solution is? So how about some of your wisdom from you two guys?
Well, Carl, I'd like to just comment. I see what y'all are talking about. I mean, there's a lot of deception and everything out there. And, you know, I think the problem is just what you just read. People haven't really submitted themselves to God or established that relationship with Him. Prayer and that right relationship with the Lord, He's not going to deceive us. He's not going to lead us the wrong way. And what we see, or what I see in a lot of places, is there's just a lot of confused people because this doctrine teaches that and that doctrine teaches this, but doctrine really is a person, and when we abide in Him, which the only way we can do that is to pray, then people are going to get on the same page. I don't think they're all doing that.
All right, Ken?
Yeah, you know, the scripture I just read out of Jeremiah, and I love the way God orchestrates these things, because I didn't know what you're going to talk about exactly, and you didn't know either, but the one I read out of Jeremiah 9 about what you should glory in, what you should trust in, is saying the same thing. You know, when you're going to submit yourself unto God, that means you're going to trust in Him, and you're not, you know, you're not going to trust in several different things at one time. And so I remember, and I don't remember where the scripture is right now, but one of the prophets said, how long will you halt between two opinions? If God is God, then follow Him. If Baal is God, follow him. Make up your mind. Make a choice. You can't have it both ways. And this was a prophet talking to God's covenant people, the Israelites at that time, the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But it's the same concept. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he's saying to us, if you believe that I am God, trust in me. So what we're saying through all these things, I think you can identify this problem in the churches today, is that a lot of people go around trying to resist the devil. They've got these incantations, these witchcraft things about, you know, that if they say certain things, the devil has to flee, and they say, get behind me, Satan, and all those other things. But they miss the condition of being able to resist the devil. And by the way, you only have to resist him by saying, no, devil. What part of N or O don't you get, devil? Because he makes suggestions to you. You're the fool if you do them. But, you know, you have to meet that condition. You have to be submitted unto the Lord. You have to make sure He is God. If He is God, trust in Him. And then the power of God is available to protect you because you're in Him, abiding in Him, trusting in Him. And He's obligated then, because He has obligated Himself, to sustain you and to protect you. But if you're not in Him, if you're a carnal Christian, and I hate to use that term because it's an oxymoron, and if you don't believe it's an oxymoron, we have an oxymoron in the White House right now who claims to be a Christian, okay, but totally carnal. So if you're a carnal Christian, a lukewarm Christian, one that goes in name only, whatever name you want to call about it, if you're not totally devoted and committed to Jesus Christ, you're something else. And that something else doesn't have the right to claim these promises. So when people go to church and just show up and they say, well, prayer is the answer. No, prayer isn't the answer. Jesus is the answer. Prayer is how you get it.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Yeah.
So, there you go.
Praise God, Ken. I, you know, along that line, you know, the solution, and of course, is submitting, and we're going to talk about some other scripture here, but, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, if I just could find the right church, if I could just find the right denomination to belong to, I could do it. Here comes the music again. I want to come back to this just after the commercial. This is Signs of the Times on Republic Broadcasting with my co-host Ken and my good friend Tim, and we'll be right back. We've got other people that are going to that'll be calling in, I know, this morning. So God bless.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
I'd like to welcome you back to Signs of the Times with Brother Ken and Tim, and we've got John on the line, too. We'll get to John in a minute. Ken, you were quoting, choose you this day who you'll serve, and that's Joshua. And he finished that with, as for me and my house, he will serve the Lord. And, boy, we've got to get to that point. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. And I was talking about the right denomination's not going to help you. I don't care if you're a Baptist, Pentecostal, Penny, Methodist. The solution is a right relationship to God through His Son, Jesus Christ. You know, being politically correct is not – I'll read that again. Being politically correct is not. Being – right with God is. Being green is not important. Being washed white in the blood is.
Hey, Carl.
Being honest is. Yes.
No, you go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I had a, you know, people love to put little stickies on their refrigerator, right? Well, I got one for them. And it comes out of what you said, and that is, I want you to take a piece of paper or something, you know, and write down two words, church and answer. And then I want you to put equal signs in between.
All right.
And then I want to put a big slice through the middle of it because church is not the answer. But keep that on your refrigerator.
Amen. Amen. That's good. Ken, I wrote that right there. I obeyed.
Praise God.
Being honest is, being dishonest is not getting caught, isn't it? You know, a lot of people think that they're honest because they haven't got caught. And, you know, it, no matter, God knows what you're doing. So you cheat on your taxes, you do. The politicians think that they, just because they don't get caught, it's all right. Isn't the issue. Being a Republican isn't the issue. Being independent isn't the issue. But being dependent on God, following His instructions is. And so I just noticed some things there, and praise God. I tell you, I'm excited about the program today and what we're covering. And we're going to eventually get to Second Chronicles and dissect that and take it apart and take a look at what it's really saying there. And I believe it's very plain to saying. But John's on line three. John, welcome to the program. And you're on with Ken and Tim and myself and on Republic Broadcasting. How are you doing, John?
Oh, I'm fine. I just have
line three.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I sure can.
I'm just wanting a question. I don't think it's important about the what religion you are or denomination. I think it just comes down to your personal relationship with God.
Amen.
And I don't think, my whole thing is in charge of the religions and the denomination are men. And men will always, lead you astray in one way or another. But if you just put your trust in God, he won't lead you astray or let you down, and that's just something I just wanted to point out.
Amen. Amen,
well,
brother.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that. And that you're go ahead, Ken.
Well, just the Bible tells us, trust no man. Pretty clear. John's absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, praise God. Appreciate that. And,
thank you, gentlemen, very much. Thank you, gentlemen, very much.
Well, thank you, John. We appreciate you. And how's things in Texas? Okay. Go ahead, Ken. I think he must have dropped off.
I think he did drop off. And like I said, the Bible says, trust no man. This is really kind of the theme, I think, today. You know, when the Bible says, trust no man, of course, that means zero. But you see, that would include yourself. So everything that we come up with as a counterfeit, that is a substitute for the truth, you can't rely on it, no matter whether it's your idea or somebody else's idea. Ultimately, I believe if you don't believe the truth, trust in, rely on the truth, and the truth is a person, as Brother Tim said, not a doctrine, you will make up your own religion, you'll become your own God. That's what ultimately happens. And we have so many people in the United States today who say with their lips they're serving Jesus Christ, but their God is themselves. And so I would think if you're driving around, instead of having dream catchers and crystals and other occultic symbols and Harry Potter junk and paraphernalia hanging up your thing, you ought to just use the rearview mirror because that's who you're looking at anyway. Just turn that rearview mirror so it doesn't show the car behind, it shows yourself. Because that's the God you're serving. If you're not serving Jesus Christ, who is the only truth, the way, and the life, then you're serving yourself. That's the bottom line to it. We ought to at least be honest. If you want to serve yourself, that's what Joshua said. You know, how long will you halt between two opinions? You're not fooling anybody but yourself. If you want to serve yourself, serve yourself. If you want to serve God, serve God, but make up your mind. And that's what they're doing today. We're serving ourselves. We at least ought to be honest about it. We can't solve the problem until we recognize what it is. The problem's me. That's the problem. Back to you, Carl.
Well, Ken, you know, you look at all of the things that are going on, and what we're trying to do is run around and put Band-Aids on it. Let's take the one person stood up and said they didn't like the references to God in the flag-folding ceremony. And so that one person contacted the White House, and we ought to call it the Black House, but it contacted the White House, and that's where it went. It didn't go through any process. It went right to the White House, and all of a sudden they pulled the flag folding ceremony for veterans. Now, you know, and so here we can run around and we can come against that, and we can, and we need to, but we do all that, and all it's doing is putting a Band-Aid on the problem, because how dare anybody do that 50 years ago? It just would not have happened. You know, one thing that we were taught when I was in high school was how to take the flag down, how to care for the flag. And so, you know, the flag is now just to burn or to wear as a jacket or underwear or something. And I am, you know, but the solution is not to stop people from doing that. The solution is to get people right with God, and then those things are not going to happen. You know, it's a I just got a statistic a couple of days ago on sexually transmitted diseases in teenagers. And, you know, here is a problem. But, what are you going to do? More sex education? More of this? That's what's brought it to that point. These people are so stupid, they can't look back and see that when they started teaching them how to put condoms on bananas and opened it up, that they were going to have sexual, they were going to have problems. So now you've got 65% of the teenagers have sexually transmitted diseases, herpes and gonorrhea and syphilis and all those things that had been done away with, that had been conquered at one time, now are running rampant amongst the teenagers. And every kind of drug that you can imagine they're trying to take. So what I'm saying is, somehow, where did it fail? It failed back in the family unit, the original family unit. Adam and Eve failed in the garden. And from that time on, you know, the restoration of the family unit came in Jesus Christ. But what's happened today is that we're not instructing our children. So we have, the Bible says that women and children will rule in the last days. And if you look at this thing with Madam Hillary and the children, go into a Walmart or a Kmart or any place else and watch what the kids are doing to their parents. Watch what they're demanding from their parents. I'd have never been able to tell my dad, I want this, and I got to have this, or I'm going to, you know, I've got to have this kind of tennis shoes. I've got to have this and that and the other. You know, I got what could be afforded. You know, it was, so anyway, what I'm saying is that the flag thing, the garbage on television, the commercials and all that, everything that's going on, the solution is, the only solution is in a right relationship with God. We came out with this thing of intelligent design to try to compromise the fact of creation and try to float that by. Well, it didn't float by. The courts overruled it. They've had all kinds of problems over it and this type of thing. And I believe their motives were good, but I think that we just need to read that Bible. In the beginning, God created, and stop this nonsense and get back to you say, well, that's awful dogmatic. Yeah, it is, isn't it? But it works, praise God. It works. It's dogmatic, but it works. And so, I got stuff laying in front of me here, you know, the situation with China, and we're in a hole to China, and, you know, all the problem with the dollar and the subprime lending thing and, just, you know, the Law of the Sea Treaty and all this stuff. But all of this is the results of turning from God. So, Ken and Tim, I'll let you get on the soapbox here for a minute. Hey, we've got, Melissa in Texas on line three. Go ahead, Ken, for a minute, and then why don't you go ahead and have Melissa come on.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, Melissa.
Hi there.
God bless you. I can hear you.
Good. I think.
Yes, how are you doing?
Well, I'm well. You ask how things are in Texas. I'll bring a whole new blasphemy into this situation. in Texas, there's a man named John Hagee, and I refuse to call him pastor.
Amen.
He's got a new book out called In Defense of Israel, where he says that Jesus was not the Messiah. He did not come to be Messiah to the Jews, and they cannot be held responsible for not accepting him as Messiah because he never said he was.
Yep, I read that.
It is the most... If anyone cares about our predecessors, the ones who held the word safe for all those years,
amen,
until Christ could,
yeah,
come, if anyone cares about the Jewish believers or Jewish religion, the last thing you want to do is tell them they don't need their Messiah.
Amen.
And when he finally gets here for them to pull them out of the mess that's going to happen at the Battle of Armageddon, they're going to receive him with great joy and jubilee will happen then, because they will recognize him when he comes that time.
Amen.
You know, sister, one of the things that's amazing is that, yeah, that John Hagee at one time he didn't say those kind of things. When he did the theology of the Titanic and messages like that, I believe that he was still right on. But he has really, this has really been he stepped over the boundary with this, because you don't have to read very far in the Bible to know that by the grace of God we're grafted into that tree. They are our roots, and we've got to, you know, we got to realize God is, they are the apple of God's eye. They are God's chosen people. And
the thing is, they were until
the very fact that we're grafted.
They were until they rejected the Messiah that was sent. Now they're being held in abeyance.
Right.
And
that's right.
The whole reason for Israel, and people miss this, I don't understand why people can't get this. The whole reason for one nation was to hold God's word and protect it and keep it until Christ could come, and to protect one bloodline so that Jesus Christ could be born out of a bloodline that was not tainted with Nephilim blood. Genesis chapter 6.
Yeah.
The whole purpose was to,
amen,
to have a man be born with God as his father and a pure bloodline that you can follow through Jesus Christ's mother that had not been tainted with Nephilim blood. Because you had to have 100% man so that he could be just like Adam, the first Adam, because he's called the last Adam. And you can't have another Adam if it's not man. That's what Adam means, is man.
Right, Melissa, I think you make a really good point.
Yeah, I agree with you, sis.
I do, too. I think, Melissa, you make a good point, and I think it's something that we need to not overlook, too. Yes, the Jews will accept Jesus when he returns, but I think the key we have is we're alive in this generation right now today, and we do those people that we say are God's people. In that case, we're talking about the Jews, and I agree with you, Melissa, in terms of who they are. But what about this generation? Let's say that Jesus doesn't return until the next generation. We're all gone. When we stand before God, how are we going to be able to look him in the eye and say, we never told those Jews the truth? We told them that they didn't have to worry about Jesus being the Messiah. We told them there was another way they could go by way of the law. When everything, the law and the prophets themselves, all testify about Jesus Christ coming. In fact, Daniel makes it clear, it really couldn't be anybody else because the temple was destroyed,
right, and
after
and
him,
have,
so it's impossible.
Yeah, they have to do blood sacrifice, and Jesus Christ was the perfect sacrifice.
That's right. And
he
don't
gave
forget
his life so that all could come through him once and for all.
And that's
and,
right.
And
if,
him being raised from the dead is the big deal. And
yeah, if you go back to what the blood sacrifices did, they never took away the sin. They only covered it. The blood was a covering. When Jesus Christ
pointing,
came, he blotted it out.
Pointing toward the coming one who would take away the sins
exactly.
of the world.
Exactly. That's all it was. So all I'm saying now, the important issue is not so much how you get there. The important issue is that we owe an obligation, unlike what John Hagee is doing. We owe an obligation to do exactly the opposite, to tell the Jews, not in unkind terms, not in terms of doctrinal disputations, but primarily by the witness of our own life, we need to let them know that there's only one way. And, you know, they might say that's narrow-minded, but you know what? There was no way before, and Jesus Christ made a way. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and that's it. And that's the kindness, that's the love, to let them know there is a fire escape.
I have one more thing. Can I hang on?
Ken, we've got the...
Sure, Melissa.
Yes, hang on. By all means, we've got the commercial coming. This is Signs of the Times with your host, Carl Sanders, and we'll be right back after the commercial.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
I'd like to welcome you back to Signs of the Times, Republic Broadcasting. It's your host, Carl Sanders, and we've got Ken on and Tim, and we've got, and just before the break, Melissa was on, and she had something else she wanted to add. And so, Melissa, go ahead with what you were talking about.
Well, just logically, if you look at the apostles, you know, and all the disciples that were there during that period of time. There never once is any recorded words saying, you know, you can choose Jesus or not. You don't have to believe in him if you don't want to. Every one of them, it was all about. And they were Jews.
Amen.
You know? If it was okay, then Peter could have said, well, you know, I can still do the law. It'll be okay. But he was reprimanded by Paul. Mm-hmm. And of all people, Paul, a Hebrew of Hebrews, of the tribe of Benjamin, zealous for the law, he could have said, you know, you guys of Israel, I really love you a lot, and it's okay. You don't need him. You don't need Jesus Christ as Messiah. It's okay. He didn't do that. He gave his life. He went back to Jerusalem when God said don't, and he ended up in prison and was never loose again. He never was free again. And it was all because he went to Israel trying to convince his brothers that this was Messiah. So the whole Bible falls to pieces.
Melissa, yes.
Everything falls to pieces if John Hagee is right. Yes.
Well, John Hagee's not right, and I sure thank you for bringing that up. We've got other people waiting on the line, but I'd
all
like
right.
to
well,
have you call back
thing,
in just, anytime. And
just real quick,
yes,
one other thing I just thought of is that maybe John Hagee is trying to hasten the coming of the Lord by bringing about prophecy under his own hand. Hmm. I mean, how much more blasphemous?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Yeah. John Hagee needs his asbestos britches like Hillary's got if that's what he's going to do. So
I'm very
pointed on that.
And, thank you very much.
Melissa, thank you. And continue to listen. And we're going to bring, let's bring Mark on from San Diego. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders. And, yes.
Yeah, hello. How are you doing? Hello?
Yeah, how are you doing, Mark?
Oh, I'm fine. I have a question about. I'm really asking about the. Anybody can get some insight to me on a lot of the New World Order people? They are talking about sacrifice in blood, and I'm trying to find out the significance of the of blood in the Bible and how it stands as far as today.
You know, Mark, I'm going to let Ken answer that, and then I'll add in because I know that Ken, right on the tip of his tongue, has got a great answer. But the blood of Jesus Christ took care of all of that shed blood. Sounds like we've got a commercial coming again. We're on the short segment. We'll be right back after the commercial. This is Signs of the Times on Republic Broadcasting. God bless you.
With